Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love.
I've heard some people say that.
Who?
Some people call me Maurice, cause I speak of the pompatus of love.
What is the pompatus of love?
It's right people behind the gullywagger me, of baby. Lust.
Oh, okay.
The doohickey of...
Yes.
Desire.
Say I'm doing you wrong, doing
the cocksure guy on the radio. Okay. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com and all over the North American continent on the western edge as the sun goes down all over the place with KGO. Okay. So Trump just came out of his speech down in San Jose. And they were trying to make a big deal. I think that there were a few people who were confronting other protesters, and I don't think anything got out of hand. But, yes, the golden wrecking ball was in town tonight.
So Trump came roaring in through this primary, and he blew the lid off the corrupted and corroded machine. He was like a golden wrecking ball. He wrecked what needed to be wrecked. In order to shine light on the shenanigans.
Wow. And then the shenanigans that were going on in San Jose today. And my God. I don't know whether you saw it. You probably didn't because you're busy working and you have a life and that involves a career. So you did not see Hillary Clinton with her address today from San Diego. I have to tell you, not a fan of any of her speeches. I sat and watched the entire thing. It was 45 minutes to an hour. She was so good. If you see it, if you have a chance to, if you're going home, just turn on CNN. I'm sure they'll rerun it at some point. Take a look at it. Again, I'm not the biggest fan. I'm going to probably end up voting for her in the general, but I'm not the biggest fan, especially of the way she talks. You know, the whole cadence thing, her barking and all of this and up and down. I don't know. But she gave a foreign policy speech today that was a 10. Even her detractors on Fox News had to admit that it was a very well done speech.
And she didn't bark once.
She didn't bark once. Yeah. And so if you get a chance to take a look at it. And I think Trump said, as far as he was concerned, it was very difficult for him to watch. But he's got important things on his mind, like fixing our drought.
And we're going to solve your water problem. You have a water problem that is so insane. Yeah. It is so ridiculous, where they're taking the water and shoving it out to sea.
That's what we do.
So anyway, so we're going to be back up here. If I win, believe me, we're going to start opening up the water so that you can have your farmers survive, so that your job market will get better. But we're going to get it done. We're going to get it done quick. Don't even think about it. That's an easy one. Don't even think about it.
Yep. If you want to jump off any of the bridges, there's a lot of water. And it's all salt water.
I wonder if he's going to sell us his Trump bottled water.
Oh, my God.
Or better yet, powdered right. water. But what do you add?
Oh, my. Clinton can't. Let me see. Let Trump roll the dice with America. We'll see about that. Okay. Couple fun things. So... this was great. Five-year-old boy. A lot of times I don't believe these things and I don't buy into them because I think parents want things to go viral. So they have their kids do stupid things like coming out of oral surgery. Everybody's heard those. I don't play them anymore because I don't believe them. But this one I believe. Five-year-old boy, Robert, called 911 because dad ran a red light.
911, it's Sandy Quarter. What's your emergency?
Daddy went past a red light.
Yeah.
My daddy went past a red light. He has a black truck, and it was in the brand new car, my mommy's car.
Yeah.
And then
I'm being honest.
Then what happened?
And then he just and he had to go to the car wash, and then he went past the red light.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Is he home right now?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah. Hi. Somebody just called.
The police just called.
Somebody just called.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Quincy Police.
Oh, no. I'm just trying to apologize. That's my 5-year-old son.
Just want to let us know you ran a red light.
Oh, no. I apologize.
No problem. As long as everything's all set.
Yeah, no, we're good. Thank you.
All right, have a good night.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing. And then, of course, you know people like me playing this all over the country.
It's adorable, though.
Yeah, at least it wasn't phony. I have an example of a phony one somewhere. I'll find it. And then, this is fun. So somebody on Reddit posted a voicemail from their grandmother. You got to love this, because she was calling to apologize because Nana ate the last donut. Not cool, Nana. Come on.
Chris, this is Grandma. It's not an emergency. It's nothing, really, except that I got up to get my watermelon, and the box was there, and I looked to see if there was a donut left, and I saw that strawberry stuff coming out, and I took that up with my finger, and then I took a corner off, and from there I ate the whole thing. So I would advise you, if you want more donuts, you better get some today and keep them in your bedroom. Because I'm not to be trusted with sweets.
Oh.
Okay? Sorry about that.
Sorry.
I hope you can find some more today.
Oh, my God. Don't you just love her? Oh my goodness.
Sweet Nana.
Yes.
She must be Canadian. She's so honest.
Yes.
She says, sorry. And, you know, you're going to get the watermelon, but then you see the red thing in the finger, and I ate it.
Yeah, maybe she, I don't know. But you know, we all have these things that, for instance, I know Sharon's stuff that I dare not eat if it's the last thing there.
Yeah.
Yeah, my thing is like this is ridiculous, but it's hummus or my pita chips, mm-hmm. which is my snack when I go home. I mean, I'd be horrified if I walked in and it wasn't there.
Yeah.
So it must be the same thing with the donut.
My dad was, it was the Butterhorn or the Bear Claw, that Svenhard's, you know, breakfast thing.
Right.
Oh, if there was one left, do not touch it.
Don't touch it. Right, mm-hmm. right. So that's
cute.
How cute was she? Oh, that's adorable. Well, see, that's some of the good stuff about the internet. You know, let me see. What else do we have here? Oh, so we got the grandfather apologizing. Oh, I know what I want to talk about. Oh, I only have 2 minutes. Carrot Top's a lot richer. I already told you that. Let's do this one. 65-year-old guy in South Carolina went to pick up his grandson from school. Okay, it's Grandpa. We just went from Nana to Grandpa, all right? Okay, so guess what? Grandpa took the wrong kid home. Take a listen.
I went in and fill out the excuse to have him excused from school. Brought him home. They are very resembling a lot, and that's how I mistakenly took him to be my grandson.
That's gross negligence on the school's behalf. And, you know, my thing is to, you know, make half of prevention put in place so that this doesn't ever happen again. But yet and still, we're wondering, why did you still go with him? Because he's only 6 and he's at school and the teacher's telling him to go. So he's like, I thought they were going to bring me to my mommy. So the thing now we put in place, don't go anywhere with anybody you do not know.
Well, when Joseph got home, he obviously knew it wasn't his grandkid. Joseph immediately took the kid back to school, and his parents were surprisingly cool with what happened. Now, you could hear there that the father's not so cool with the school. They said that since Joseph really did look like the kid's grandpa, it was an honest mistake, so it doesn't like any, you know, there aren't going to be any charges filed or anything. But the school is going to be making changes in its pickup policy, though. From now on, anyone who picks up a kid has to be on a list, and the school is going to double check to make sure the right person takes the right kid home.
That's actually been standard practice at a lot of places.
I believe it.
It's interesting that there's one little place in America that hasn't employed that yet, because it's just, you know,
small town USA.
Town America.
Where is it? Yeah, it's in the middle of South Carolina somewhere.
Yeah.
Columbia. So, yeah, I mean, that's an innocent place. All right.
was. Then Grandpa, you know. Beware of Grandpa.
All right. Don't eat that last jelly donut. You got to keep those sweets away from me, sugar.
You're going to make me jelly.
All right, let's take a break and we come back. Guess what? And it looks like finally, now this is coming from Radar Online, but it doesn't matter. It's so fun. I have to talk about it. Heidi Fleiss's clients, that little black book that no, she won't tell who's in that little black book. I have the names. They're right here. Here they are right in front of me. Who's in that little black book? We'll discuss it next and more on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10 with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was
17 more days until Father's Day. Don't forget Dad. 32 more days until the 4th of July weekend, and 232 days left of hope and change until President Obama leaves the White House. All right, French Open was going on. I don't know if this guy was involved. Tennis player named Robin House lost a point in a match the other day, all because he made fun of his opponent's grunting, which is a thing. An annoying thing. The opponent was Gonzalo Lama, who grunts really loudly, basically on every shot. So in the middle of a point, Haas got sick and tired of it. So he suddenly grunted as loud as he could. And the umpire called him for hindrance. And that's a bad thing. That's the, I mean, I don't need to play anymore.
It's such a proper
so
game.
So he mocked him.
That's funny.
My God. Do you think he makes that noise when he's having sex? I mean, I guess we don't get any more.
No,
that's a hindrance. All right. But I mean,
if you make that noise during sex, that's not good. No.
Well, then there's Sharapova and Serena. My God.
And is, of course.
I don't know, comprende, people.
It sounds like a street fight.
No, it's unbearable. It's unbearable. Do we dare listen to this? What is this? Grunometer. This might be fun. Sounds like kink.com.
What are we listening to?
I love it.
I'm afraid.
I, you know what? I searched grunts. A montage of Michael Jackson's grunts. Oh, let's please.
Check it. Do. Yeah. Woo. Bow. Chugga, chugga.
I tell you what, I'll take Michael Jackson over this any day of the week.
And is, of course.
How do they, I don't know how they don't, you know, that will destroy your vocal cords, all of that yelling and screaming. Especially as you get older. You don't scream. I mean, that's like, is this a radio thing? You don't, there's no screaming.
Seriously. Maybe not on the air.
No, never. No.
Down the hallways here.
You don't hear any of the talk show hosts doing that.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's get to the little black book. That's what everybody's waiting for anyway. So for years, people have been wondering about just what names can be found on that black book of the Hollywood madam, Heidi Fleiss, up until now. The only guy who's been outed has been Charlie Sheen. Okay. But the not always reliable, let me say that again, but the not always reliable Radar Online claims to have seen several pages from the book, and they're naming some of the names. So some of those names are Johnny Depp. Boy, he's not in enough trouble already. Bad week. Horrible movie. Bombed. His mother passed. That was horrific. But the Amber Heard thing and now the pending divorce. And oh, my God. Nicolas Cage. Radar Online alleges is on this list. Sean Penn. Jack Nicholson. Any surprises? I don't know.
Poor call girls.
Yeah. well, I'm sure they were absolutely stunningly gorgeous. Yeah, and I'm sure they made a lot of money.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Mick Jagger, Billy Idol, OJ attorney Robert Shapiro, Hugh Hefner, and George Lucas.
Oh, those poor girls.
Allegedly. On that list.
You can turn lights off, right?
You could, yes. Wow, if you're paying.
No, if you're the poor girl.
They're
with
even
the
talking
gig.
About George Lucas seems like a weird name to be on this list. Well, just because it seems weird. As for Hugh Hefner, why the heck would he need a madam to score women? They probably still have a line up at his bedroom door begging to be one of his playthings. I don't know. And then, by the way, while we're on this topic, now that marijuana is on its way to becoming totally legal, time to shift our attention to something else. Yes, hookers. Hookers.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Pussycat, 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 I love you. What does it sound like? Okay. All right. Karen Reed, you're so bad, my engineer. Oh, she just reads me like a book. There's too much synchronicity going on here. Okay. And then you too, Valerie. I mean, you just...
No, I've just pulled up pictures of Heidi Fleiss, and they have her side by side with the... With the skeleton puppet from like the horror movie thing on TV. She has some horrific pictures in
there. Ron Jeremy, her buddy. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Ron Jeremy.
Okay.
So anyway, we should probably look at hooking and hookers and all of that next, right? I mean, why not? So a new survey. This is, by the way, PBS did this survey. That's a little...
That is interesting.
Yes,
progressive.
Let's take note on that. Oh, yes. A new survey asked Americans if they think prostitution should become legal, and it turns out the country is basically split right down the middle. 49% of adults think that it should be. Not surprisingly, men are more likely to say that than women at 54%, but 44% of the women think that it should be legal too. Their survey also found 53% of the people think legalizing it, you know, would help it get regulated and make it safer for women and for the Johns, obviously. But as much as we want prostitution legalized, we don't want it in our neighborhood. 60% of the people say it would bother them if their neighbors were selling sex. Well, you know, you just do what Amsterdam does. I mean, there's like a row. You go down there and, you know, you look at the girl in the window and you go in there and pick her. You know, I'll have that one. Works perfectly. They're all tested. They're all licensed. They're all clean. You know, you pay, kaboom, you're out. You go in, you do your thing, and and you're off the court.
What does the fox say?
Yes to prostitution. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, we need a red light district. Why the hell not? Well, I am here to disrupt. How's it going? I'd say pretty well. All right, we'll be back. More of the Drex Radio Show on the way on KGOA 10 with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show
on KGOA 10.
Love stinks. Love
stinks. I can. I would think after that it would stink a lot. We need to clean that up a little bit. Clean it up a lot. All right. We beat the Cavaliers tonight. Yes, Dub Nation, go. Dub Nation rocking it 104-89 over the Cavs. I have an interesting factoid. Anderson Varejao plays for the Golden State Warriors. Okay. but he started the season on the Cleveland Cavaliers before he was traded in February. Since those two teams are playing for the championship, under the NBA rules, he'll get a championship ring no matter who wins. That's never, ever, ever happened in the history of the NBA. So Varejao wins either way.
Well done.
But it's going to come from the Warriors. All right. Stacey Dash, no one knows who she is. Who is she? She's such a pain in the ass. Chris Rock, remember, he made a joke about, she came out during the Oscar celebration. I forget what the joke was. Was it the Rachel Dolezal thing or something? Yes. Yes, I think it was about she, last time.
Remind me who this person is.
She was in Clueless, and she is Clueless. Okay, that's the only thing that I can tell you about her. But now she's in the news, and she's trending highly today because she has a unique solution for the transgender bathroom debate.
It's tyranny by the minority. Why do I have to suffer because you can't decide what you want to be that day?
But is it a decision?
I would think so. It's your body, so it's your decision, right? We all make choices.
I guess a lot of people in the transgender community would then say, it is who I am, and I don't choose to be one way or another. It's who I am.
Okay, then go to the bushes. I don't know what to tell you, but I'm not going to put my child's life at risk because you want to change a law so that you can be comfortable with your beliefs, which means I have to change my beliefs and my rights. No.
How is she suffering? I missed that. Can she not go pee-pee? Is she that?
I don't know.
Is she pee-shy? Maybe
she didn't.
She missed shy?
She didn't pee in the bushes. She peed in, I don't know.
And does she have
the roses? She get thorned or?
I'm scared. She said, does she have a child? This concerns
scary,
me.
She's very scary.
Okay.
She's just a scary person. That's all you need to know. Okay. All right. Let's go to Thrill List. Do you always leave a $1 tip for every drink that you get at a bar?
Yes.
Okay. Well, apparently you're not quite as generous as you think. We went to Thrill List to look for this, posted a guide for tipping bartenders in different scenarios. And there are scenarios. And apparently you should leave more money than a dollar sometimes. Here are five scenarios and how much they say to tip. We'll see if you agree. If you're getting a beer, tip at least a dollar. Or $2 if you're in a more upscale place. You know, the problem with this is, who carries $2 bills? I mean, let's be honest now. Does anybody carry cash? When I went home on vacation to Pennsylvania, I went home with, I don't know, $21. And my parents were like, what are you doing? I said, I don't have any cash. I don't use cash.
You know, it's weird.
I don't use cash.
I was in Portland, Oregon, and I would pay for everything with my debit card.
Right.
That's
scary.
I moved down here, and in San Francisco, I thought, okay, got plastic, we'll travel. There's a lot of places, establishments are cash only. And so, yes, I will have to hit the ATM before.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't.
I was like, but I'm in the big city. But no, some it's cash only. So
I'm anti-debit card. I just think that I don't want anybody in my bank account. With a credit card, you know, you just pay the balance every month. It doesn't cost you any interest. And if somebody steals it, you're only responsible. You're not responsible for any of it. Think up to $50, something like that. They say they'll protect your credit
card. How much of a tab are you running for your drink?
No. I'm just saying I hate the whole debit card thing. I just think debit cards are a bad idea. I don't want anybody in my bank account.
But
they can empty it. They could empty that thing by the time I'm discovered the next day. Yeah. They could just keep jumping and jump to ATM to ATM to ATM.
Okay.
I'm very into it. Don't get me started.
Some
you already
people
did.
Have credit. Ooh. Well, ooh, no, Drex, I have credit. Oh, whoa. Look at me.
Oh, Daddy's got a Visa. How'd that happen?
I'm throwing around my plastic because I'm Drex.
Holy Vallejo. He's got MasterCard. Yes, I do. No. So I don't, So anyway, back to this. So I might only have $21 in my pocket. I'm going to give him $1, you know.
You're not going to make change?
No, I would make change if I'm there for a while. All right, let's move on with this. If you order a cocktail, you're to tip at least $2 or $3 if it takes a while to make. Well, now, what?
I guess I don't go to those establishments. I go to the dive bars. I'm
right,
like,
right.
You know, they pour it heavy. They pour it heavy, and it is cheap, and I am too. So I will always give them love.
The heavier you get with me, the looser I become with
exactly.
my money.
Exactly. You're going to get
yes.
your money.
So the bartender should be listening very carefully to this segment as well as the consumer. All right?
And if you're a regular and you tip well, you get served very quickly.
Thank you. I'm all about it.
You walk in the door, they start pouring it.
Yes.
Like, hey.
Yes.
They know I want the Racer 5. They see me coming. They just bring
back
it right
to me. Amen. Man, back in my nightclub days, I'd walk in there and first of all, I'd want bottle service because I want to control the bottle. And I would tip that waitress $100 right off the bat. Keep it coming, love. Keep it coming. Yeah. Because I'm very particular about how I need my rum and coke poured. You must fill the half glass, the tumbler, the rocks glass. Yes, mm-hmm. that one. Yes.
Got to fill it with ice first, right?
All the way to the top.
Yes, this is how bartenders do it.
Thank you. And I do not want the stuff coming out of the pistol because I don't know that it's Bacardi rum.
That's right.
Yes. It's
and sometimes
they'll
give you
hell.
Diet if you don't want diet.
I don't want that either. I can't deal with it. And then I like it filled 3/4 of the top with Bacardi. And not something that's coming out of a gun.
Right.
And then, you know, I'll pour my own Coca-Cola on the top to brown it off.
To get the right color.
Yes.
So it doesn't look like you're a lush.
Because you need to calm it down a little bit.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
But I'm very particular about that.
Have you ever bartended?
Keep it coming, love.
Okay. You'd be a good bartender.
If you're drinking something non-alcoholic, you should still tip them $1.
Yes.
Which does kind of make sense since they're still doing the same amount of work. If they give you a free drink, well, then you got to double down on your next drink on the tip for sure. Because obviously it doesn't make sense to penalize them if they're doing a solid for you. Of course. I mean, they're stealing from the company. So suck it up, cupcake. If you must order multiple drinks or shots, tip at least 20% on the whole bill. Yep. Most drinks cost more than $5, so that's going to be more than $1 a drink. On the upside, if the bartender's a jerk, they say it's okay to stiff them. Just get out of there. Just don't leave a tip. Just leave.
In my experience, there are very few bartenders that are jerks. It's usually the other way around.
I would agree. But anyway, this is a great story. So my grandfather, God bless him, was 96 when he passed away several years ago. So we used to go to the Veterans Club, the Vets. You've heard of the Vets? We go
yes.
to the Veterans Club. Okay. So we would go to the Veterans Club. And, you know, I always felt for the lady because basically the place is filled with 90-year-olds, all right? And my grandpa was what I'm becoming, cheap, okay? And, you know, we'd order beers, and I would give her like a $10 tip or something. Turns out, all these years, this is crazy. My mother just gave me, when I went home, she said, I have something for you from your grandfather. I said, my grandfather? I think he died like 4 or 5 years ago. She gave me a $5 bill. He said, this is a $5 bill that you actually, when you guys were drinking, you wrote on it, you leave this $5 bill. Do not steal this $5 bill from the waitress. Love, Drex, or what my real name is. Okay. And what did he do? He stole it.
Was he the type that didn't believe in tipping?
No, he believed in tipping, but not, no, I was over tipping.
Oh.
Because, you know, we were having good service.
How funny.
Yeah, I tip her $10-$20. So he took one of the $5 bills and they discovered it in his stuff. And then she gave it to me. I thought that's like the coolest thing ever.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. So.
A little joke from beyond the grave.
Right.
That's cute.
Yes.
Fond memory.
Yes. I said, Grandpa, do not steal this
well,
$5
bill. Well, you know he's
gonna
then.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think you could read it, but whatever. Leave this for the bartender. Love me. Yes. All right. We're going to be back then. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with the good news. On the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10 with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
Listen and engage. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights 7 to 10 on KGOA 10.
We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be alone. I can feel my face when I'm with you.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. And as the sun goes down every night, all across the Western North American continent. So good evening and thank you for joining me tonight. Couple things here. Oh, I know what I want to play you. This is funny. So somebody posted a parody of Grey Poupon, which is basically makes a joke that we've been making since Grey Poupon first came out. But then the reason that I'm going to play you this band Grey Poupon ad is because I'm going to play you a Kmart one that's for real. Okay, Grey Poupon.
I'm a bit of a classic. I poop on my burger.
I poop on my potato salad.
I poop on my kids' lunches.
I poop on my fingers.
Grandma.
I guess I poop on my husband's chest.
Gray Poupon. Poop on everything.
Nice. Okay, now here's the Kmart ship your pants ad that actually was used.
Ship my pants? Right here? Ship my pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow, I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
That's right. It'll be there by Tuesday. All right. Now you know. Oh, my. That's a lot of fun. Some people need to. Are you a hoarder?
No.
I'm not a hoarder, but I hate stuff. Stuff is the enemy. I learned that after I had to move out to San Francisco here couple years ago. Okay, so a new survey, 5 reasons we won't get rid of stuff even if we never use it. Well, laziness, yes. You'd feel guilty throwing it away. You're hanging on it to sell it, which you never will. Sentimental reasons. And I might need it one day. The things we feel most guilty about throwing away are gifts, family heirlooms, of course, clothes we rarely ever wear, and greeting cards. Isn't that weird, the greeting card thing? Yeah, I know, because you feel bad. You're supposed to throw them away.
No, it's sentimental.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm going through a treasure trove. I've been dunging stuff out from the junk drawers and stuff. And I'm down to the pile that I just can't get through. And it's that exactly that. It's like the happy birthday letter my dad wrote to my sister in 1998.
Well, those but things I think you
passed
need to hold
now,
on
you know,
to,
so
right?
I'm like, you
he's
know,
passed,
I'm gonna,
right.
But, you know, of course, I'm going to keep that. But other things, you know, it's just little mementos.
I know. But stuff, furniture stuff, things like that. When I moved, oh, my God.
What did you have tons of, like, that you didn't realize?
Furniture.
Yeah.
Furniture.
We collect chairs in my house. I had no idea. We have so many chairs.
Well, Sharon and I both lived in different apartments, and then we got together then. So we had 2 apartments in one house, and then it was a big house, and then we got more furniture. And then when it came to move, it's like, you know, we're moving here where there is no room, and you can't find anything to rent. You had to get rid of all of it. And we made the big mistake of having an estate sale. Oh, my God, we got ripped off so bad.
Really?
Bad. The only good thing I can say about it is all the stuff went away. Because I can't even think about how much I lost.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear
that.
Yeah,
be very careful when you use estate sale people. Make damn sure that you inventory and take a picture of everything you hand to them. Because I got screwed royally.
Oh.
But lesson learned. But I got rid of this stuff because stuff is the enemy. I mean, when I looked at that house and realized I had to get rid of it, I was overwhelmed. And then you think, give it to charity, right? Well, for instance, charity, you have to pull it out and put it out front of the house. How am I pulling a sofa?
Oh, for them to pick up?
Yes, they won't come unless you put it outside.
Right.
It's like, I can't pull all of this furniture out of this house.
I just hate making lists and like
right,
doing.
They won't come in your
here's
house.
The estimated price that you would sell it at. I have to have somebody else do that.
Right, consignment. Then you've got to haul it there. I mean, you know, yes, you're going to pay them. Okay, all right. Let's get to the good news. And the good news for today is A guy in North Dakota who's disabled was asleep on Tuesday night when his patio caught fire. But luckily, a group of elementary school kids were having a water gun fight with their super soakers out front. And guess what happened?
We're kind of a little nervous at first.
I smelled fire, and then we came over here, black smoke.
I was squirting at it, and there's like sparks and stuff falling down.
Bang, 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 you know. They wanted me to get up.
I showed him on the patio, and then he was like, holy cow.
Really surprised. Yeah, because it got into the siding, it got into the decking. We're probably minutes away from having a real, real serious fire.
I would say they were turned into little heroes, yeah.
Superheroes!
Yay! And good for them. By the way, the grandpa there that you heard, or the older man, the older gentleman, yes, he was actually used as an oxygen tank, and his house was on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So good for the kids. Super soakers are good for something. All right, have a great night. We'll make more tomorrow on the Drex Radio Show. Stand by, the John Bachelor Show is coming up next on KGOA 10.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.